I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending his administration's rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine in the face of criticism that it's been slow, confusing, and chaotic. Hannah Meisel has more.
A New York Times analysis tracking states' daily COVID vaccine distribution puts Illinois at 47th in the nation for getting at least one shot into residents' arms. But Pritzker all week has said the Times is using outdated data, and on Thursday said Illinois' vaccine distribution numbers have been increasing this week. The governor has also been touring mass vaccination sites this week staffed by the Illinois National Guard.
We're going in a good trajectory. You know, I'm excited, frankly, about the fact that between the Biden administration's increase in the number of doses and our build out of all of these facilities to deliver those doses, you're seeing the effect of that in the record number of doses administered yesterday.
Since December, Illinois has received nearly 1.8 million doses of vaccine, but a little over 800,000 of those doses have actually been used so far. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Enrollment at community colleges fell more than any other higher ed sector during the pandemic. In northern Illinois, Waubonsie Community College saw a 10% decrease, which is about the average nationwide. They also typically enroll more students of color and first-generation students than other institutions. Waubonsie President Dr. Christine Sobeck says they've been hit hardest during COVID-19.
We're just finding many of our adult students just simply don't have the time or the capacity to be returning to school or continuing on. And, you know, it's a big sacrifice to go to school on top of everything else. That's also contributing to some of the enrollment declines because, again, adult students are typically what community colleges are best at.
The school provided computers and other tech to bridge the digital divide for many students. They also promoted programs that meet the moment, like contact tracing, cybersecurity, and healthcare. To that end, they created a Workforce and Solutions Council to meet with local businesses to learn the community's needs. One bright spot is high school students taking dual credit courses that count toward their college degree. The federal government is giving Illinois $43 million to help with the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines. FEMA says the grant will be used to set up temporary and mobile vaccination sites and staff them. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Justin Mays is the new Williamson County Circuit Clerk. Williamson County's Board of Commissioners appointed Mays to the position yesterday. Mays was a Republican candidate for county board last year, but lost a close race in the Republic primary to Tim Atkison. Austin Crabb resigned as the circuit clerk last weekend after public outcry over her arrest for DUI on January 21st. Crabb had just won election to the post in November 2020 and took office in December. To help prevent the spread of COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci now says wearing a mask, or rather two masks, is better than one. Illinois currently has a mask mandate in place, and when asked if we would consider imposing a double mask mandate, Governor J.B. Pritzker says he just doesn't know.
We have a mask mandate. Not everybody in Illinois, as you know, not everybody is wearing even a single mask. So I'd like everybody to at least start with that.
Researchers say for maximum protection, people should wear a cloth mask on top of a surgical mask, with the surgical mask acting as a filter and the cloth mask providing an extra filtering layer and improving the fit. The CDC doesn't recommend double masking, but generally says people should wear masks with two or more layers. An update to a story we brought you earlier this week. FBI investigators say they've identified Jane Doe 43, thanks to the help from the public. The agency has issued a request for help earlier this week, saying the woman held critical information about a victim in a child exploitation case. For WSIU, I'm Leah Lerner.